hours, just coming up to 11:31. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. Now, I only see this gentleman once a year. Once a year. I don't think I've even seen him. I don't even see him out on the high street. That's how weird it is. I've just seen him once a year. But welcome to the studio, Chris Boyland and also Brian Debman from the Brentwood Churches together. And we're going to be talking about Brentwood lighting up. So good afternoon or good morning, guys.
Well, good morning.
I'm sorry about your cup of tea and coffee. I went horribly wrong. Trying to poison you there, wasn't I?
Well, it's just terrific. Missing the cake, but that's just absolutely perfect. Thank you.
Don't put sugar in the tea.
Well,
that's what I know.
We're happy as long as it's got sugar in it.
Yes. Well, one of you is. I haven't seen you for about a year, but we've got Brentwood lighting up, which is coming up on the 26th of November. And it's slightly different timings, because this year it's from 1 till 5:30. Normal years it's been a little bit earlier, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, this year we're not going to start until 1 o'clock.
Yep.
But we're going to run late.
Yep.
So we'll probably run around until about 5:30, coming up 6 o'clock, and we will have a stage action-packed with lots of different things, schools and individual artists, a pipe band. So main stage is going to be the place to be in Brentwood on November 26th.
And that's going to have Tony Smith and Mikey Porter, who do the shows here at Phoenix FM.
Yep.
They're going to be doing, they're running the stage. So what acts have we got, what have we got coming up there?
Well, we've got a whole collection. We've got Dance Space Essex, some youngsters that will be performing for us. We have the Britannia Pipe Band, a whole bunch of guys with bagpipes, and they're going to give us some fantastic Christmas music. We've got some individual acts. We've got Russell Jones, we've got Ed Coates, we've got Adam. All of these guys will put on some individual acts for us, and they will be fun to watch. We have a couple of schools. Hogarth School is going to do some Christmas singing for us, and St. Thomas's Junior School is going to lead all of our carol singing at the end of the evening, and they're going to be putting on a nativity scene as well.
All right, and do we have anybody doing the countdown for the switch on all the lights? How's that going to work this year?
The mayor is going to turn on the lights. There's nobody special, no celebrity this
year.
The mayor
is very special.
Noel is going
to. We want to correct that.
That's for sure. she absolutely is. She is special.
Yep.
But the mayor will be turning the lights on, and as Brian has already indicated, I think part of the highlight of the afternoon is going to be the St. Thomas's Junior Choir, St. Thomas's Church Junior Choir. They're going to sing a load of Christmas stuff before they lead with the community carols, which everybody will be able to join in. And during that, there will be this cameo of the nativity scene, and that leads up to the turning on of the lights at 5 o'clock.
And the stage, just so you're aware this year, the stage is normally right at the end by Wilson's Corner, which does mean normally that people don't sometimes get down the Ongar Road, and we've got loads of shops and businesses, Chicken and Frog, we've got Galley Bell, there's loads down there. So this year the stage is outside Marks and Spencer's. It isn't flat against Marks and Spencer's, it's turning out slightly, so it's actually facing down the high
Absolutely,
street.
Absolutely, Michelle, yeah, and it'll be pointing down towards the high street. It'll be on one side, but it'll be going down the high street, and from outside Marks and Spencer's up to Wilson's Corner, there will be all sorts of rides for the children and family activities, the bungee jumping, and all sorts of things are going on up there. So the family activities will be that end of the high street, and then from the Marks and Spencer's going down towards Crown Street is going to be all the stalls and the activities, the walkabout activities, and all sorts of things. It could be a great day.
Is parking, just to ask, is parking free on that day in the park in the
parking
area
on that day is free in the multi-storey and also in the William Hunter Way.
Yay! That's
free parking, the reason to come to Brentwood.
It is. It makes. I think free parking makes a huge amount of difference, especially if you're somewhere you want to be somewhere wandering for a couple of hours. Which you've got so many. How many stalls is going to be there on the day? Do you know yet?
I don't know how many stalls, but I think around about 20 at the moment. There's a good number of different stalls with all sorts of activities. Yeah, craft stuff, cake making stuff, all sorts of things.
And mulled wine. There's always the mulled wine.
Oh, especially mulled wine. Yes.
Yeah. And Bailey's.
Mulled wine suppliers. Brian will be on main stage and would like some mulled wine. You can. It will need to be delivered, please.
Right, there we go. That's an order. And is the main man himself going to be coming along? Because I know he's already going to a couple of other things before, because he's very busy Father Christmas. So will he be there?
He will be there. Father Christmas is He's going to make himself resident at the Sugar Hut, and he will be there, and the kids will have that opportunity to go and have a little chat with him.
Yes, very well. Yes, he's at the Sugar Hut. He has good taste, obviously. Now, Churches Together, Brentwood Churches Together, tell us about, because you do this event every year, which is a procession. So where is that taking place and how can people get involved?
Well, I'm afraid this procession is not going to take place this year, which is a bit of a shame. But we had some logistic problems last year with the weather and all sorts of things, and it got a little bit... dangerous, let's say, with the candles last year. So this year we're just going to change things around a little bit and then review it for next year. But this year we're going to have the St. Thomas's Junior Church Choir that I mentioned. They're going to have electric candles and they're going to hold candles. We're going to try and get some glow sticks to give away for all the kids like we normally do, so that they can take part in front of the stage with the carols. But the actual procession will not take place this year like we've done in the past. But who knows? Next year might be an opportunity to resurrect
Fingers crossed.
We've still got a load of candles available to burn.
Yeah, and with real candles, that we want. But can people, obviously, because for health and safety, that you can't actually give out candles during the carol service.
We have to control it very well. Yeah. And of course, on these sort of things, it's like everything. There's an element of risk. Let's just put it that way. So we had to look at it seriously. And at the moment, we've just taken a step back and let's see what we can do for next year. And hopefully, Brian and I have had a few ideas, and we're talking to the council with that. Who knows, we can perhaps get it on the go again next year.
Yeah, because it's a lovely thing for people
to get
involved in.
It is a lovely feature.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We want to put as much light into Brentwood as we can. And that procession was a grand gesture. And if we can put it back next year, we certainly will.
Yeah.
And we'll get as many people involved as we possibly can.
Yeah.
Because that river of light down the high street is just a sight to behold.
Mm.
It puts Brentwood on the map.
And also because there are, again, with the logistics, and I know we can laugh about health and safety, but it is very, very busy on that day with probably about 10,000 people. So it is quite difficult to get people to sort of part out the way to have a procession. It's just one of those things, isn't it?
It most certainly is. If you've got 200 or 300 people holding, they're not just ordinary candles. They're special candles that won't go out.
Yeah.
And you've got 10,000 people around that's quite a difficult and hazardous operation.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of doubling up. I was carrying 4 candles and I was surrounded by people, and it was, you can't put them down, you can't put them out, and it's just...
You watching the 2 Ronnie's.
Yeah, 4 candles, why were you...
4 candles, yeah, 4 candles. Not 4 candles, 4 candles. And they were all firing away.
Don't give me the giggles. That sketch is coming back to me. If you've not heard of that sketch, do check it out online. It's the 2 Ronnies, and it is very funny.
I'm the big one on the end.
So, with you're both involved. Are you both involved with the same church, or are you both different churches?
Yes, we're both from Brentwood Baptist Church.
Yep. And with the just to explain to people, when you normally have the procession, it is actually it's all denominations of faith come together.
Most certainly is. Yes, it's all denominations, and we welcome anyone who wants to take part.
Yeah, and even on the day, we ask for people from the high street, if you want to take part, come and join it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we will do that again next year.
How important is it for churches in the UK, in the climate that we're in at the moment, which seems to be kind of pretty miserable, really, with our feelings to our fellow man? Hopefully we'll change a bit towards Christmas, but it should be all year with, you know, the way people... We are very kind of, I would say, bitchy, and we put people down. There's social media. Things have changed. How is the church kind of getting involved with sort of bringing people together and also bringing faiths together? How is your church sort of
Deep question. But in answer, how we as a church are trying to be open to all and everybody. And of course, we recognise as where we are that Christ died for our sins, and we accept Christ as our saviour. For reaching out into the community, that's not always as straightforward as it might well seem. Mm. But as for instance, this year for us at the Baptist Church for Harvest, instead of collecting loads and loads of food, we decided that we would collect loads and loads of shoes.
Mm.
Why? We took a whole bunch of shoes across the Calais to the Calais jungle.
Mm.
Because these people, they're desperate in their situation. And they don't want to be where they are. and they are trying to improve their lives and come into a better situation.
Yeah.
But they are desperate. So we felt that we could do that, and I managed to go over to Calais to deliver the shoots. And it was just a real privilege to see these people that welcomed me with open arms, and their hospitality was second to none, with a cup of tea here, a cup of tea there. And it was a way as a Christian that we can stretch out into the community, to the wider community, and just show God's love to these people.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And these opportunities, when they come along, like now with Lighting Up Brentwood, it's just fabulous for us that we can just stretch out into the community with our stalls that we have on the high street with coffee and mince pies. We can just engage with people if they want to be engaged, and we can just offer our witness and God's love to them. And it's God who converts people, not us.
Well, very well, very, very well said. So you'll be there. You've got your own stall and mince pies. Did I hear mince pies?
Coffee and mince pies will be on the stalls.
Lovely.
Free of charge.
Lovely. That's very nice. And also you too might get some mulled wine if you can...
That will be only, fantastic.
Only separately.
Brian, would Jeff very quickly tell you a little bit about Brentwood School's Christian Work Trust?
Oh, yep, go ahead.
Yes, we have right next to the coffee and mince pies, we have the Brentwood School's Christian Worker Trust store. And they will be able to show what they are taking into schools. They have some demonstrations lined up. But they will have people there that will be able to explain the various different things that the trust is doing in various schools around the town, and what they could take into other schools should they so desire it. Mm-hmm. And this is clubs that give children a different space, because let's face it, these days children are under a huge amount of stress from the schools themselves. That's not intentional, but that's the academic life. They can find the same stress at home, particularly if they've got some social problem at home with their parents splitting up, for example. And it just gives them different people that they can relate to, where they can be safe and have a sanctuary. Mm. And there's also pastoral care for the children that have got and youngsters that have got particular problems. For example, bereavement.
Yep.
They need people that they can talk to who are outside of their normal set of people, like their parents and their teachers. And it gives them a different venue to express themselves.
Well, it's been lovely to see you guys, and we will be seeing you on the 26th.
I hope so.
Don't forget,
we look forward to it.
It's 1 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. this year on the 26th of November. That is Brentwood Lighting Up, or Lighting Up Brentwood. There's going to be loads of music on the stalls. You've got 20 stalls down, music on the stage, 20 stalls down the high street or more. It's going to be very, very busy. Free parking. Also, don't forget to get down onto Ongar Road as well, because there are other
and
shops.
Crown Street.
Crown Street, because there are other shops all the way down, and it's going to be very, very busy. It's actually not too bad for wheelchairs, because my mum's normally in a wheelchair and I manage a little couple of cobbles, but once you get over that, you're normally all right. Yeah. So she'll be fine. And she had a lovely hot dog sauce. In fact, she had a lovely hot dog sausage last time she went, and she thoroughly enjoyed it.
We look forward to you, Michelle, coming along with the mulled wine. You're the mulled wine queen.
Thank you very much indeed.
Lovely to see you both, and
bless
very
you.
Early, but this will be the first one, and a Merry Christmas.
And to you too. Bless bye
you.
For now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Right, coming up next here is Travis with Idle World.